fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the very first day of June of 2022. The prepper tip of the day is food, food, food. Buy it, store it, grow it, learn to preserve it, do canning and so forth. Do it now while you can. We're patiently waiting because he's a very patient guy, waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. Jeff's authored 6 books on this matter. They're for sale at Amazon.com. And he writes 1 or 2 excellent articles. JRNyquist.blog. I say again, JRNyquist.blog. And this is Jeff's exclusive hour for him to get out the information that needs to be gotten out. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, our time together reaches thousands of people. We're talking about 250,000 people right now all over the planet. Including Australia, New Zealand, Canada. I know you're a busy guy. You may have not noticed, but the Prime Minister of Canada, who is probably the bastard son of Fidel Castro, is announcing legislation to ban the sale of handguns, except to police, in the entire country of Canada. Are you aware of that, sir?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yep.
Doesn't surprise you, though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't surprise me either. Canadians are much like Americans. There's a strong anti-gun culture there. But hunting, especially once you get north of the border, maybe 100-plus miles, hunting is a very big part of the Canadian economy, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's a big part of the economy, but, you know, naturally they have a lot of wilderness and they have a lot of things that they like to hunt.
Right, right. Even if you're going on a casual hike and you're not hunting, there's critters up there that would think human beings that would be a tasty snack, aren't there?
Yeah, they've got, you know, it's a country that's a very large country, but it's only got the population like of California.
Right.
But it's much larger.
You know, almost all Canadians live within 100 miles of the U.S. border because of the weather and the adverse conditions of that weather. Well, moving on from there, Jeff, your announcement last week of the secret recording that was gotten out of China, several men and women have been executed because they were possibly connected with getting that tape recording out of these high-level Chinese men talking about loading up these cargo ships for an invasion. That information does not stand alone. It fits hand in glove with information that you've been getting for 36 years, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's the thing that's troubling, is that this kind of preparation and the talk about the counterattack from America is something that fits with information I have from other sources.
That's right. They've
been planning this a long time. This isn't just an immediate thing that's happened only now.
Right. And that's why I emphasize to people is that these plans have been in effect for decades, to going back to, well, Anatoly Golitsyn, you and I talk about a lot. He escaped. If he had been caught and they knew what he was taking with him, he would have been probably summarily executed. But he did escape during the Kennedy administration, that he obtained in his work with the KGB, in his work with long-range planning, to plan the apparent make-believe collapse of the Soviet Union that was designed to get the West to disarm. And so this goes back a long time, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, it does. Well, Golitsyn was part of the planning of the reorganization of the KGB. He was sitting in on meetings in the late 1950s, and they were reorganizing the KGB to carry out a new long-range deception strategy. But they didn't tell everybody what that strategy was. Golitsyn pieced together what it was. He figured out the elements of it. One element was the faking a split with between China and the Soviet Union, Red China and the Soviet Union, and the other element was a future fake liberalization of the Eastern Bloc. And those were the two elements that he then followed up on and found the evidence with help from the CIA counterintelligence staff, who came to believe his testimony about what they were organizing. And the importance of these two strategies is this is the basis of our strategic you could say a strategic deception that we have fallen for, and that has dislocated our own national strategy, because we have not prepared for what has happened. We haven't prepared for the fact that this liberalization that supposedly happened in Russia was false, that the Soviet Union is being put back together again, and we're not really ready to stop them. And we're also not ready for China coming out as a power. China and Russia together is a combination greater than we can handle.
Right, right. Well, Jeff, up until pretty recently, maybe 2 or 3 years, I always heard, oh, don't worry about China. Their blue water navy is small and insignificant. Don't worry about the Chinese navy. That's changed dramatically, hasn't it, sir?
Well, they have the largest navy in the number of ships in the world. They've got over, way over the number of ships that we have. And the thing is, with the new hypersonic missiles and nuclear warheads, they can, or even with conventional warheads, they can just destroy aircraft carriers. They can devastate our navy. And we don't really have a counter as yet to it.
Let's not leave out the cavitating torpedoes, which can go, what, underwater, what, 100 miles an hour, something like that?
No, much faster than that. Supercavitating torpedoes are what the Russians have. And the supercavitating torpedo goes faster than the speed of sound underwater by traveling through a gas bubble, yes. And, of course, as you know, a torpedo that goes faster than the speed of sound can't be detected because underwater objects are detected by sonar.
Right.
And that is the speed of sound.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And of course, something moving that fast, going against a ship, would a Navy warship, 25, 30 miles an hour, something like that. They can't get out of the way in time if they can even see it coming, which they probably won't, will they?
No, not at the speed of sound. No, they can't. They can't see it coming. And this is it's an amazing technology the Russians have pioneered.
It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Your question or comment, we have open lines at 512-248-8252. One of the things revealed in the secret recording is a timeline which goes to an attack before the 1st of November, doesn't it, sir?
Well, they're outfitting the... One fellow was complaining that he couldn't retrofit the Ro-Ro ships in the 45 days needed. 45 days from May 14th is late June. So you come into early July, then you've got 588 trains to move the vehicles, tanks and APCs and self-propelled artillery to load the Ro-Ro ships. That's another 45 days, roughly, if you calculate the movement of that many trains, how much tonnage the trains can carry. So it's... you're looking at a date, you know, this is past the middle of August now. You're looking at a date in September, October. October is technically the month that is the best weather for invading Taiwan, that they would be trying to get people to believe that that's when they're going to do their invasion, because they're kind of indicating that Taiwan is the target. But of course, I believe this is misdirection, because two sources that I've relied on say that Taiwan is not the real target. If you look at Chiao Chen's secret speech, it ends with the statement that we will make them believe our preparations for Taiwan, but actually we're preparing to attack America, and we're not just going to be attacking aircraft carriers and satellites. This
Absolutely.
Is how he ends his speech, yeah.
Yes, sir. We have a caller and holder, Jeff. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I'd like to know about the relatively preparedness and unpreparedness of the Soviets or of Finland, particularly, and how they have prepared for the possibility of nuclear war. And what has the myths and false ideas about nuclear war, how has it influenced or contributed to United States or Western unpreparedness for nuclear war? People have been convinced, even governments, that preparing, that defense against nuclear war is impossible. And there is the only possibility is nuclear. It's a mutual assured destruction, and that nuclear war would kill off all human life and all animal life. Now, how has these myths been propagated, and by whom? Now, I don't mean just nuclear winter. I mean, it's been going back all the way to the 50s. That first
Jeff,
there was the idea.
John, we discussed this issue and resolved it already yesterday. We don't need to talk about it a second time. Anything else?
Yes. What about Finnish preparations for nuclear war, for example?
Okay. Jeff, do you have any comment on Finnish preparation for nuclear warfare?
Well, there was an article that they had opened up their fallout shelters and had were stocking them.
Okay.
That was the only thing. I mean, the country that has the best defenses for nuclear war in Europe is Switzerland. They have extensive preparations.
Yeah, I have a friend who personally, and when he registered his car, he was in the Army, he got the directions to his personal shelter for his family. One last question here, John, for you, if you have one.
All right. Have they, or are these units that are being employed in Ukraine really their best units, or are in fact they really are their cast offs that they've been thrown in there? Was it really planned to succeed at the beginning, or is this, or possibly was it made to look to get a maximum deflection or distraction? They've grounded into a static World War One type war of attrition, and it is distracting us from what the real threat that is going on. Also, what about Stan Johnson's? There was a lady that came
no, no, no.
And
you had
Stan
you had
Johnson.
Your third question. Three questions are it for you, John. We'll have Jeff respond, and thank you for your call, sir. So the question, if I can summarize it, what was the Soviet invasion designed to fail, or was it not, Jeff?
I mean, I wouldn't know if it was designed to fail. Nothing we've seen shows that it was designed to fail. That's possible. They did use people, military people commented on the low quality of the troops, the fact that it was National Guardsmen in some of the cases that they...
Chechens. They got Chechens, Muslims there too, don't they?
Well, they brought them in especially after their initial troops were having trouble. And then they brought Syrians in and other people supposedly. Looks like the invasion was prosecuted by, troops that weren't the best that they could have thrown in right away. But then they may have thought that the Ukraine, there was a large number of Russian sympathizers. That's what it appears that they thought, and that they were going to roll over them because they were not really that keen on fighting. And it wasn't true. The Ukrainians were keen on fighting. They did want to keep their independence and don't want to be underneath Moscow.
Well, there are still many Ukrainians who have living grandparents that experienced firsthand what Stalin did, aren't there?
Yeah, older ones that would be in their 90s. Yeah, there would be those people. And of course, actually, what people don't understand is when you subject people to hunger, it also affects the subsequent generations are affected by the severe effects of hunger. It is seen in their physiology. So I've had Ukrainians tell me that. I've actually had Ukrainians break down in tears, talking about the Holodomor. So it does have an effect on people who are the grandchildren of those that experienced it. So,
right. Yeah. Well, I've seen this in this country. Youngsters grow up in Appalachia. They leave Appalachia. They start a family in some other part of the country. And the children have some carryover from the effects of malnutrition, don't they?
Yeah. So it's a pretty serious thing when you starve the human body.
It is. And it causes issues with muscles and bones and mental abilities. All those things are affected for future generations. Very sad to say. Well, Jeff, the warnings we're putting out here are very important. Some will pay heed. Many will ignore it. But they ignore our warnings at their own peril, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do, definitely. There's a war in Eastern Europe, and the largest nuclear power in the world is involved in that war, and they have threatened to use nuclear weapons.
They have, and of course their living memory is different. They experienced 20 million dead during World War II from the invasion of the Third Reich, and it's taught in their elementary and high schools what happened, what they call the Great Patriotic War, correct?
Yeah, well, they some historians are saying that the number of dead is more than 30 million. And, this is a pretty serious invasion that they experienced within living memory.
I mean,
So it's pretty horrific. And one of the things Putin has done is raised the specter of this, claiming that NATO was planning a similar kind of invasion of Russia, which is, of course, is ludicrous. NATO can't even properly admit Sweden and Finland because Turkey is voting against it. You know, the idea that NATO could do any such thing is crazy, or that they'd even want to.
Turkey is certainly an anomaly. They want to be buddy-buddy with both Russia and NATO, don't they? 2 days prior
to being shipped. It has a peculiar history and a peculiar politics and a peculiar leader right at the moment. Somebody who has changed the arrangement that Ataturk set up, where the army is the guide of the Republic of Turkey. And he has basically taken that apart.
We have a break. I didn't hear a bump, but we have a break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Do you want to protect your car the same way the Department of Defense does? Your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off at college. You also get a $50 discount on each piece of EMP Shield equipment to protect those cars at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dealing with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Interesting articles there, which the most recent one that deals with the secret recording out of China. And his books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, there's a way for people to subscribe to your articles. Please tell people how they can do that.
There's a PayPal button below every article or video that people can press to support the site.
And I hope people will do that, because that's very important to support Jeff. This has become your life's work. You don't have a day job as a carpenter or plumber doing something else. This is it, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's right.
I hope they will do the right thing and sign up to support the website. Well Jeff, let's see. Your most recent article that I read it didn't really. It's been a follow up to it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say to your most recent.
Yeah, I posted it yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Well, I'll be there. Nuclear versus conventional war, and that was just posted yesterday. And then you've got a quote from Captain James Fennell. He's an active duty U.S. Navy captain, I believe.
I don't think he's active duty, no.
He's not active duty, so he's...
No, he was on Bannon. He was on the show, on Bannon's show with me, and he gives, you know, Bannon's former U.S. Navy, and he's former U.S. Navy. He knows a lot about naval warfare, Captain Fennell does. And he was talking about how he saw the recording, and I was, you know, saying that, look, this is... The Chinese have a conception of war that involves nuclear weapons, and also a certain
indirection.
Well, here's
a quote. What Jeff says, there's a lot of truth. Right. Here's a quote from Captain Fennell. What Jeff says, there's a lot of truth to what he says, but that doesn't discount the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is invested in a quite large military commissional force. I think the Chinese Navy, as it is comprised today, and this new national mobilization order all lead me to conclude they are preparing for a conventional strike.
The thing is that he was kind of conceiving of the war as only conventional and not nuclear. And if you use a nuclear war, his implication is if you do a nuclear war, you don't need a big conventional force. And that's actually not true. You need a big conventional force if you're going to prosecute a nuclear war for the same reason that you need it in any other kind of war. You need to occupy the ground. You need to cross water. You need to carry out certain missions. Nuclear weapons are like a form of firepower that help the ground and naval forces complete their missions. There's a kind of failure to understand that nuclear, you know, people in America, we conceive of nuclear war as, well, you just destroy cities and that's it. And that's not the way the Chinese and Russians think of it at all.
Well, they've developed a nuclear weapons that have almost no radiation, haven't they, sir?
Well, that was the hydrogen bomb. The hydrogen bomb was developed in the 1950s, the super bomb. It does not, you know, fusion is clean, fission is dirty. Fusion bombs are not, do not have those long-term fallout hazards that fission bombs have. And the short-term fallout hazard goes away in 13 to 18 days. So if you ground burst it, and most targets can be effectively destroyed by air bursting. So there'd be really no reason to ground burst a hydrogen bomb, except if you're attacking a very strong bunker.
Exactly.
That can't like be destroyed
Cheyenne
otherwise.
Mountain, like Cheyenne Mountain, for example. I'm going to hold here at Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yes. If the United States declares war, wouldn't the November elections be suspended?
If the United States declares war?
Yes.
Who are we going to declare war against?
Well, I don't know. Whoever the communist Zionists want, so they could just, they don't want that November election. They'll do anything to stop it.
Well, I think we're talking about something more than stopping an election.
Right. It's been 81 years since the Congress declared war on anybody. I don't see them declaring war on anybody at all, Laura. Anything else?
Yeah. Jeff.
Well, hold on to the break, Laura. Hold on to the break.
He reports on the Ukraine.
Hold on to the break, Laura. Hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. So my website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations. I'm doing more than ever, typically 2 or 3 a week, helping people get the information, gain the focus, get the laser focus and concentration they need to make major decisions. Details at thelibertyman.com. Interesting products you'll find nowhere else. Liberator Rocket Heater, it will be winter again in about 7 months. Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. Do you want to stay warm and cozy and save money? Seriously, check out the Liberator Rocket Heater. We're now manufacturing 24 stoves a week. They make no smoke. Once they reach operating temperature, about 5 to 7 minutes, there's no smoke. I'm the executive vice president of the company. They're manufactured with all American steel right here in beautiful Crawford County, Missouri, on Old Route 66. And of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, check them out. 11 tomorrow, get the back orders caught up. Peter in Australia, you got 3 more coming as of today. Details at my website. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. If you've already got an energy cleaner, your micro plush throw, they're beautiful, they're cozy, only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. Place your order at my website using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And Laura, you got a follow-up question or comment, my dear.
Yeah, Mike Rivero, his newscast at 4 o'clock on RBN, he always starts out with an update on the Ukraine. Anyway, lately he's talking about the Ukrainian army is laying down their guns and giving up, and they don't want to fight anymore. Have you heard about that, Jeff?
Yeah, it's an exaggeration. The Ukrainians in some of the units in the eastern part of the country are not able to relieve the troops, and the Russians have more artillery than the Ukrainians. So the Russians are bombarding them, are attacking them, and they're using drones to direct their artillery, and they don't really have a way to shoot the drones down. So the Ukrainians are giving up ground. They're falling back to new positions. So they're giving ground little by little. So the Russians are making, this is mostly in Luhansk. And the Ukrainians desperately need howitzers to help counter this. And so there is a problem there in some of the units in the eastern Ukraine.
Okay. My last question is, what would cause the elections to be suspended in November? Is there any scenario?
Well, if you had a nuclear strike on the United States, it would be difficult to conduct them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for the call, Laura. Open lines, we got at the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, what direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, I had a reader write in response to the article. He'd lived in Latvia for 5 years, and he read the Russian press in Latvia. They have a Russian population, and he was describing their headlines when he left there and went back to his country. And he said that that the articles he was reading before he left the Baltic states was a stream of articles about World War III, you know, war by summer, NATO expansion, you know, all this, you know, for distorted propaganda. When, you know, Europe is going, what? You know, a war by summer? You know, and yet this is what the Russians have been, we don't realize the Russians have been bombarded by propaganda that NATO is out to destroy Russia, and that Ukraine is part of some kind of evil plot against Russia. This has been in the Russian press. A lot of this is spilled over into some of the American alternative press. The lady that just called just now, I recognize her voice from before. She's made statements, very pro-Russian statements, anti-Ukrainian statements. This is the kind of thing that the Russians have been putting out for many, many moons. Since 2014, the Russian press has turned virulently anti-American, anti-NATO.
Yes. Well, there's no shortage of propaganda, is there, sir?
No. Well, when you get to a war, the first victim of war is the truth. And this is what they've been doing. So it's people don't realize the warmongering that's been going on in the Russian press. It is extreme. In fact, people I know who lived through the Soviet period were despondent over it. This is saying to them, to their friends, this is worse than anything that happened under the Soviet Union in terms of the distortions and the warmongering in the Russian press.
Yep, absolutely. I agree, absolutely. Well, these 5 months before the 1st of November will pass very quickly, won't they, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Well, it's hard to believe this year, you know, in 4 weeks the year will be half over. End of June, the year will be half over officially. And the swing pool is opened here, and so we got June, July, August, September, October. That's it, to get ready. Whatever people are going to do to get ready. How many different things for different people, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it will be. It will.
So pay heed. Do what you need to do. Make sure you've got a safe haven, a place where you can have relative safety from the things that are coming at us, which are multiple. We have economic issues. We have cultural issues. We've got the make-believe pandemic that are going to come up with another one now. Looks like monkeypox will be next. It seems like the powers that be are doing everything they can to weaken us, doesn't it, Jeff?
Well, that's been going on for many years.
Correct.
And we've been under regimes of sequential demoralization over time, where people are so disoriented and also demoralized by what their own government does, and it's at many levels of government. So I think, you know, I went to school with people who were Marxists. There were a lot of Marxists at the higher levels of higher education. And people don't understand that they have now filtered out into government and this is in the media, and this is what you're hearing, and they're not really honestly telling you who they are and what they're coming from. They're actually anti-American, and so they're turning Americans anti-American because they're depicting themselves as representing America, and they really don't. You know, just because somebody gets a job with the government doesn't make them patriotic. Doesn't make
all.
Their point of view American.
Not at all.
And governments can be changed. So,
well, the communists were very clever in taking their limited resources and focusing on taking over the schools that teach the teachers, taking over the schools that teach journalists, so mm-hmm. that for a relatively small number of men and women, they could have the maximum effect, couldn't they?
Yeah, I mean it is true. There was investigations done in 1940 of the school systems in New Jersey and New York, and found that the elementary schools were being taken over by communists. And then they found throughout the school system the communists were infiltrating, and it was this, you know, they got interrupted in their deliberations by World War II. But it was shocking discovery at the time that this active subversion was going on then. And you think about how many years that was, almost 80 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it was more than 80 years ago. So this has been going on a long time.
It has. It has. 80 years ago would be 1942, obviously. So all Stalin's people were at work in the United States all during the 1930s and possibly as far back as the 1920s, weren't they?
Well, the Bolshevik Revolution was in 1917.
Right.
And it affected the socialist politicians and the left in America very profoundly. And you've got testimony that the American left had a different character before the Bolshevik Revolution. And the example of Lenin was very toxic because he had succeeded in making a left-wing socialist revolution in Russia. So let's follow the Russians. Let's do what they're doing. Let's take their lead. You know, that kind of became the catchword.
We got a call here. We got Carl.
Yeah, good morning. John, I don't know if you're aware, but you're breaking up something fierce this morning on the internet. Like every once in a while, you're just completely cutting out. Just thought I'd make you aware of that. But Jeff, I've got a question for you, and it's going to call for some speculation on your part, I guess. What do you think, so if there is no nuclear war, okay, I'll just say that. What do you think would be the tipping point for the American people to actually create a civil war kind of a thing? What kind of thing do you think what kind of an event or legislation passed or government operation, government maneuver would cause the American people to rise up and enact or create a civil war?
Well, that's a complicated question. You'd have to have states leaving the Union, and you'd have to have a split in the U.S. military. And I don't see that occurring. I don't see how that would occur. People have talked about it. If everything evolves slowly in the way that it has evolved, we will be in a dictatorship, you know, within a decade. There's no, I understand the mentality of the people that were educated in our schools to believe in these Marxist concepts. And socialism means dictatorship. It means administrative control of the population. It means getting rid of the Constitution. Where you have, if you have economic collapse, total economic collapse, without having that administrative apparatus in place ahead of time, without changing the mentality of the population ahead of time, then you can have a civil war. But they've done, you know, it's hard to say. The U.S. population's mentality is so changed. Americans are not what they were 30, 40 years ago. People talk about the government tyranny. Americans just aren't engaged and they're not informed. They don't understand issues. They're easily led by the nose. They don't understand that a lot of elements on the right are under communist control. They don't understand that the communists use a scissors strategy, that they use disinformation, that many of the themes and things that they believe in coming from the right and the people that they trust are actually not trustworthy, so that they can't be effective. There can't be any effective political opposition. And you notice that the ability of the right or the conservatives or the Republicans or whoever to oppose this agenda coming from the left is progressively weakening at an accelerating rate, and that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. Do you think that I can see a food crisis hitting the United States by this fall and continuing probably through next year? Do you think their apparatus will be implemented strong enough or hard enough to be able to stop an uprising? Because I think if people are really hungry, that's exactly that they will rise up and start. There will be, like, you know, I don't know about how far a civil war would do, because, you know, people will be more scrambling for food. But at the same time, they'll be exercising their or venting their anger on the ones that they perceive brought this on. Do you see anything possibly happening at that by that time frame?
Unless there is a war, or unless there is a radical change without due explanation by the federal government, you're going to have people that don't go along with certain things. I mean, starving, the country starving, what are different governors going to say? And the problem we have in this country is the media is largely controlled by people who are also of the left, who are supportive of a Marxist form of government. They literally have started censoring people on social media. If there's a food emergency, they could take control of social media. They could start making their, and we know that so many of the narratives are false. They're not even true. The American people have to have leadership. You have to have structures of leadership to have a civil war. Like in the American Civil War, you had Southern states and you had the leaders of those states that led a rebellion. I don't see that kind of leadership right now anywhere. I see that there's a lot of people grumbling and wanting to talk about such a thing. And the thing is that wars are fought or won by the ideas that precede them and by the state of the mind of the people. And the thing is that the state of the mind of the people is confused. They're disoriented. They don't even know that they can't identify their domestic enemy, let alone their foreign enemy, for the most part. They've got all kinds of imaginary enemies that they believe that they're facing. And they're focused on minor players. They don't have any real strategic vision. So where there's no vision, the people perish. I don't see it. I mean, if you have you know, I'm just as likely to be strung up and executed by people on the right who are revolting as I am by the people in the government who want to shut me up. So, I mean, I feel like I'm in an impossible position personally. I'm not afraid to say. Because yeah. I don't, look, very few people, you know, I get as many people saying, I'm evil, I'm a part of the conspiracy, as I get people who agree with me. And so the problem is I'm studied, I really know a lot of these things. And it's like, if these people are that misled, there's no possibility of people fighting their way out of it. They can't think their way out of it.
Okay. Thanks,
Jeff, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Jeff, we got our last call. Texas, good morning, Pat.
Oh, hi. I'm glad I would ask this question, Jeff. Do you see, can you see that if we could convince people that we're should get ready for war, that they would actually swing into building more of those javelins? I keep seeing that on my little cell phone here that the Ukrainians that we gave them to have knocked out over 200 Russian tanks, and it says it melts them from the inside. Wouldn't that melt a Chinese ship?
Well, no, I don't think it's not made for a ship, but it's made against a tank. And the Ukrainians have destroyed, close to 2,000 Russian tanks. I'm not sure if all of them were done with javelins, but those anti-tank rockets are pretty effective, but they're not anti-ship weapons, no.
And two to the same spot. Well, I just wondered if people actually believed it, would we swing into wartime where the women go and they start making all the weapons?
If we can just get people to understand who their enemy is and what's really going on out there, we might get rid of this whole left-right divide and all the black-white divide and all the men-women divide, all of the things that are dividing us. We might be able to put that away and realize that this divide and conquer game is been played against
that's
us.
That's what they need to remember.
Yeah, they because do. If we just unite and as a country we come together and we say, hey, we've got real threats, we need to come together, we're not going to make it if we don't. That in right. itself would be a miracle and would save the country.
Yep, I think so too. And Victory Gardens, that word is a real good word. All right.
Yeah.
I think we're too maybe starve to death and fight over food. I don't believe human beings are that bad. Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, alrighty. Bye bye.
Okay. Jeff, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right. As if today, getting medical supplies, your energy, cleaners, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Gun control laws do not stop shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. There were 11 mass shootings over Memorial Day weekend this year. At least 7 were killed and 49 injured by these mass shooters. A total of 38 people were shot this weekend in Chicago. 7 more people also shot in New York City. Those two cities have some of the strictest gun laws in our country, yet they consistently have shootings atop their news headlines. Yes, shootings do happen in places like Texas with fewer gun restrictions, but that's exactly my point. Tough gun laws have no effect on criminals, just like tough drug laws have not stopped overdose deaths. If shootings are going to happen with or without gun restrictions, I'd rather have the option to protect myself from criminals by carrying my own firearm. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.